Bing, bang, bing.
It's Wisecrackin' with Winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecrackin' with Winter, brought to you by your good friends over at Evolve Entertainment. That's Evolve Entertainment. You can find them on Facebook if you're looking for a great DJ, balloon artist, masseuse for your upcoming nuptials here in the great state of Minnesota. They're going to allow you to have any kind of gathering in the upcoming future. Please consider Evolve Entertainment. Well, it's your old buddy Mike back here in the funhouse, and tonight we have a very special show, a very special edition of Wisecrackin'.
I'd rather watch Jell-O get hard.
Now, I say that every show. Every show's supposed to be a special show, but this show is going to be a little special because we got a real special guy on. His name is producer Paul Lambe, and he is currently in his pool in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we got the audio right here. Paul will be doing this entire show from his pool. How unerotic is that?
Yeah, no shit.
Paul, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, yeah.
I actually have Paul on FaceTime video to make eye contact with him for the very first time in the show's history. And I'm not liking what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a giant pink flamingo in the background. It's very poorly lit. It almost looks like a swinger party. Paul, do you want to comment?
Yeah. What?
Well, if me and a giant inflatable flamingo and a couple other flamingos equals a swingers party, then it could be. But I'm solo as far as sentient beings in the pool.
That's the story you're going to stick with. But I just seen a couple of extremely out of shape people walk in the background laughing. It looked like somebody spilt their drink in.
What the hell?
I didn't see a stitch of clothing on them. Are you, in fact, having a swingers party right now?
Everybody here is naked, but I don't know who you're seeing. So.
Well, there's a lot going on.
If I see them, I'll invite them in.
Why'd you decide to do the show from your pool in the middle of a party? Do you think this is like a big joke? Is this a big joke to you? Are our fans a big joke to you, Paul? This is a serious production. Now you're coughing. Do you have COVID-19?
I tested negative a couple weeks ago, so hopefully not.
Was that negative for COVID-19 or another STD?
Yeah, no. Mambo number 5 test, negative.
Wow. We were going to go through that. So what's it like to go in and get a COVID-19 test?
I think you have a sound effect that would pretty much describe it. I think it goes something like bing, bang, bing.
Bing, bang, bing.
Yeah, you just go in and a lady who's covered head to toe in a surgical gown onesie and a big face shield sticks a Q-tip up your nostril.
Does it have to be your nostril? Can it be the head of your penis?
Yeah.
Or can it be your anus?
Yeah.
Is it always straight up your nose?
They didn't give any of those options, so I think it's just the nasal cavities that they're going for at this time.
Uh-huh.
I felt pretty good that she went up both nostrils, so because I thought, you know, if she goes up one, she might not get far enough. She might miss out, but she went up, you know, got in there, and I'm like, oh, okay, it tickles a little. And then she went in the other one and seemed like she kind of jabbed to the back. Like, it was a little discomforting, but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't nearly as bad as I was, like, thinking it might be based on stories I had heard. It feels like they're going to jab your brains out of the back of your head.
Well, it's a good thing you quit the cocaine when you did. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had much of a septum left. They might have poked it all the way into your brain.
Well, you don't need a septum, I don't think. That would probably make it easier to get to both sides. They wouldn't have to go in one nostril, back out, and in the other. They could just go in one and just, like, bang back and forth all over the place. Might make it easier, actually.
So you had a Q-tip shoved into each nostril. Did anybody take a picture of that? And can I buy it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
It was pretty quick. In and out, bing, bang, bing, and I had my results in 48 hours or less. I assume they're getting further backed up now because all the tests they're having to do in these southern states, where western states, where they got the outbreak going on. Such, but
let's spend a minute on Texas. Now, for the longest time, they were down there bragging about how they had no COVID-19 cases, one of the first states to open up. And now it's almost as bad as Florida. Paul, do you want to expand on that?
No, I mean, they're not doing well. I don't know if it's, I guess they opened up kind of quick, and their lieutenant governor, who gives all Dan Patricks a bad name, I guess I heard a clip from him talking about how, like, I guess he was on the Laura Ingraham show.
Laura Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie?
Laura Ingraham from Fox News on the Prairie.
Oh, Fox News. That's still on?
Apparently.
Oh, okay.
And he was saying how, like, I guess Dr. Fauci had said that Texas was going too fast and they hadn't met the, you know, recommended benchmarks for reopening. And they were just buzzing by all the steps they should have been taking. And Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was like, oh, Dr. Fauci, he's wrong about everything. He's like, you've had doctors on your show, and they've been right about everything. He's wrong about everything. I'm not listening to him at all, and blah, blah, blah. And this was like a week or so ago before their cases, I guess, like, skyrocketed. And then their actual governor, like, you know, imposed a mask order for, I don't know if it's all of Texas, but certain parts of Texas at least. I mean, we don't even have mandatory mask orders in most of the so-called blue states. I mean, you don't have a mandatory mask order, right?
We do here in the city of Minneapolis. There's a mandatory mask for going into any kind of public place.
That's because you're the People's Republic of Minneapolis, right? But not for, like, the rest of the state.
Right. I did get into a pretty spirited debate with, we'll just call him a patriot, on Facebook, who is still maintaining that wearing a face mask should be his choice and his choice alone. And he doesn't feel the need to put a face mask on because it's faulty science, a waste of his time. So him and I went rounds and rounds and rounds. He had more of his freedom fighters join in with him to take me on. It was a very interesting debate.
This is on Facebook, you say?
Yeah, it's on the Facebook.
I'm sure it turned out well then, right?
I don't think I changed any hearts and minds on Facebook.
At least hopefully you insulted somebody pretty well, though.
I did insult a woman from Wisconsin. She's like, yeah, you Minnesotans just keep locking the state up and not letting people have fun. And then they come over here to Wisconsin and they spend all their money. We'll take it. And then she's like, ha, ha, ha. And I said, are you talking about the pennies we drop in Hudson every once in a while? I'm like, if that's what's getting you by in Wisconsin, that tourism buck, then you can have it.
We're supposed to go to Wisconsin in a couple weeks. We'll see how.
Don't.
We're waiting, you know, we're waiting to see how things are going. It's we're playing it by ear.
Then this woman, it's hard to see your mouth because it's so dark. Why is it so dark at the swingers party? I mean, wouldn't you want to see who you're interacting with?
I'm not trying to light myself up for all the neighbors. I mean, also, you know, mosquitoes and stuff. I'm not trying to attract.
Do you not have a privacy fence?
Yeah, we have a privacy fence, but.
Well, then what's the problem?
Yeah.
It's not 20 feet high. I mean, we got two-story houses around us.
You think they're going to take time out of their lives? What time is it in Indianapolis right now, Paul?
I don't know. What time is it in Minneapolis? It looks like it's almost, 11:30?
Yeah, okay. Do you think any of your neighbors are busy staring out their windows, trying to see you in the pool?
Hang on. I'll see if we can turn on my light. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, go turn on a light.
Talk amongst yourself.
Okay. So you got the light turned on. I can see you. There has got to be 30 people there.
I don't know. I can't count.
Why are they all ignoring you at the swingers party?
I'm just focusing on the phone and the conversation. This is a professional podcast. They don't want to interrupt it.
Are you being paid to host a swingers party? Is that what's going on? Is that why you're not in play?
No, that's probably illegal. You know I wouldn't do anything like that.
Hey, I'm picking up what you're putting down. But anyway, this woman that I was arguing with on Facebook then told me I've been a correctional officer for the last 20 years, and I've dealt with the worst kind of scumbags on planet Earth, and I still don't have anything. And I said, do you have a job at Lambeau Field? And then she stopped communicating with me.
Wow, like that's an insult to work at Lambeau Field?
Well, see, I was implying that the worst kind of people on Earth are at Lambeau Field, which is probably true.
I might have missed part of that.
What else you got on the docket? Are we just going to make this a 11-minute show today?
I had a conversation with somebody today about, like, Black Lives Matter and Civil War monuments.
Ah.
And I'm not going to name who this person is, but I think they're a good person. But, you know, we disagreed on, like, they weren't really in favor of taking down, like, monuments of General Lee and such, because, you know, that's history and we'd be erasing history and stuff like that.
Well, I'm on the edge of my seat.
And I said, you know, like, I don't learn history from looking at monuments. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a monument of General Lee or Stonewall Jackson or Jefferson Davis, but yet I still know who they are without seeing a monument.
Right? What do you have to say to that? That probably shut him up, right, Paul?
No. I mean, he told me that... Yeah. I mean, he told me that General Lee was, like, a good guy and everything.
He was? Like, oh, okay.
Well, I don't know, honestly. I mean...
He's a traitor!
That's what I said. I said, I mean, well, you know, even if somebody was, like, not a terrible person, like, first of all, A, you're a loser. Like, why do we put up statues to losers? Who does that? And B, I mean, even if he was a good person, he was fighting for the right to keep other people enslaved. Like, you know, whatever his personal motivations were or his personal attitudes were, I mean, you're on the wrong side, so sorry, you don't get a statue.
Well, there's that.
And,
did he start crying?
These statues weren't put up, like, right after the Civil War to commemorate what happened. They were put up many decades later when they were trying to, you know, harken back to the old days of keeping black people down.
Uh-huh.
Keeping them from having their civil rights. Keeping them from being able to vote. Keep them in their place, so...
I actually have a short video by a gentleman, and what is his name? Andrew Schultz. He goes through the Confederate flag and racist statues and what we should do about it, and I think it ties in very nicely here. Would you like me to play it, Paul?
Yeah, sure. I can continue my story on the other side.
Okay, here we are.
Confederate flags and statues need to be taken down, and it's not because they're racist. This week, in things that should have happened in 1865, NASCAR officially banned the Confederate flag from all races, specifically the white one. Bubba Wallace, NASCAR's only black driver and the first one to get pulled over during a race, said the flag doesn't belong here. He's right. It belongs on Candace Owens' lace front. Some people didn't take well to this news. The worst NASCAR driver of all time, Ray Ciccarelli, also known as the David Duke of Hazard, officially retired, or shall we say surrendered, after the flag ban. In his statement, which looks like it was typed by Michael J. Fox, he complained that removing the flag catered to one group. Yeah, Americans. And if you don't like that, Ray, you can go back to your country. Oh, that's right. You don't have one anymore because we scorpions snatched your slave-loving asses back 150 years ago. Nothing about Ray's behavior surprises me. I get why he's bald to avoid the hat hair. And I get why he likes Confederates because they both love losing. I mean, they like losing so much, they do reenactments of the losing. But here's the question. Why the fuck is the Confederate flag still around at all? The Confederacy is obviously hateful. The guy who made the flag even said so himself. All the Confederate statues should come down because they're traitors. They tried to divide and conquer our country. Fuck them. Why are we honoring treason? These guys lost the war. Nathan Bedford Forrest, Confederate general and first Grand Wizard of the KKK, probably a coincidence, has stuff named after him everywhere. Forest high schools, forest streets, forest statues. That's why black people don't go camping. Forests haven't been welcoming to them. I mean, why do we have military bases named after these guys? Like, if your girl cheated on you and got the guy's name tattooed on her back, you'd be like, take that shit off, you treasonous slut. Fort Hood? That's too far, man. I always thought y'all were the ones who were like, we're too easy on kids, no more participation trophies. What the fuck do you think these statues are? They're not for winning, especially this statue of Forrest. It looks like the Burger King. But this is where people get confused, because these well-intentioned kids are like, we're taking down these hateful and racist statues. We should take down all hateful and racist statues. And I understand the sentiment. But we're not removing the statues because they're hateful and racist. Because if that was the case, we'd have to remove like every statue in America. I go so far to say that most monuments in the world honor someone who probably had some hateful tendencies. The pyramids were built to honor pharaohs that were slave drivers. Gandhi called Africans savages. Einstein said the Chinese were filthy. JFK and MLK were cracking cheeks while their wives watched the kids. FDR locked up a bunch of Japanese people. Our founding fathers owned slaves and knew it was wrong. And your grandparents were probably racist. Are you going to take down their tombstones? No, you're not. But now people are getting crazy. They defaced a statue of a guy who tried to abolish slavery. And a Christopher Columbus statue was beheaded because it offended Native Americans. You know what else is offensive to Native Americans? America. Yeah, I don't think they're that happy when they see you driving on stolen land in your Jeep Cherokee. If we take down all the Columbus statues, we should be consistent and remove the District of Columbia. We should remove Columbus, Ohio, too. Matter of fact, we should do that anyway. It's a shithole. We gotta understand why the statues were built in the first place. The Confederate statues are celebrating crimes against America. They're honoring traitors who attempted to split the nation to protect their ownership of slaves, killing a million Americans in the process. The other people I mentioned are in no way perfect. They're incredibly flawed, but their statues were not erected to celebrate their flaws, but rather to honor their contributions to society. Contributions we still admire to this day. That's why we gotta keep that monument of George Washington's peace. It's easy to judge people in the past by our current moral standard, but if the standard is too high, no statue will ever exist. We're all hypocrites across the board. We want to take down the statues of people for their fucked up behavior, but yet we continue to support Nike and Apple. We all know sweatshops and slavery are wrong, but yet we're still wearing Jordans and maybe even watching this video on an iPhone made with cobalt mined by slaves. We like to condemn the evil system, but simultaneously reap the benefits. Just like the founding fathers. We're no better. Your iPhone should cost $10,000, but it doesn't because of exploitation. People are dying so you can watch porn on the toilet. We judge the people of the past, and the people in the future will judge us. Time turns everyone into a bigot. And you know what? That's good. That means society is getting better. Hopefully your grandkids look back on you and think, wow, my pappy allowed migrant workers to toil in the fields for little to no money and use a cell phone with slave cobalt and thought a gay tiger keeper drug lord was worth binge watching? What the fuck was wrong with him? So what do? We could consider the reasons the statues were erected in the first place and recognize that the statues don't embody every action these people have ever done, but rather are symbolic of the positive contributions they made. We could stop teaching that historical figures are gods and recognize that these people were incredibly flawed, and we could judge them within the morality of their time. We could offer the same empathy to the people of the past as we can only hope the people of the future will offer us. Or we can see ancient relics that have done little to help black people and maybe even cause brutality in the cities they govern and cover them with a kente cloth. Racism solved. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so we're back poolside with producer Paul. Just got done listening to Andrew Schultz explain about statues and whatnot. Pretty inspired stuff. Paul is in a inner tube floating around on a during a swingers party. I don't know what's going on. I don't think you're like 100% into this, Paul.
Oh, I'm into it, baby.
You seem pretty more interested in floating around this pool.
You just cut me off, though. I was talking about my conversation about... General Lee, and my acquaintance said, well, you should look up General Lee, you know, because I had my phone out. He said, you know, look up General Lee, because he said, General Lee, you know, did you know he let all his slaves go before the Civil War started? He freed all his slaves. And I said, you know, I don't know if that's true or not. So I said, yeah, I don't know.
Did you look,
look it up? And, I Googled, like, General Lee emancipation. And the first thing that came back was a story that was published in The Atlantic. And it said, like, the myth about General Lee being, like, nice to his slaves or something. I'm paraphrasing. You know, it said he was, like, terrible to his slaves. And, like, most people observed, like, the general rule of, like, at least letting the families of enslaved people stay together But he was like not about that, so he sold off like family members to break up the families and stuff like that.
Nice.
And then he was especially rough on him or whatever, and I was just reading this, and like the other guy's kind of like, oh, he's like, who wrote that? You know, and I was just like, well, okay, sounds like he wasn't that good to his slaves. I don't know.
Well, I guess you showed him.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah. We showed ourselves. I didn't know what the truth was, but that's assuming you could believe it. Now a lot of people would be like, well, that's a left-wing publication, so, you know, can we believe that?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like The Atlantic is fairly credible entity, but I'm sure the president would call it fake news. He's all about trying to protect our heritage, protect our monuments.
I think he's trying to protect votes.
Yeah, I mean, good luck with that. It's going to be hard to beat Super Joe. He's electrifying the electorate.
Where are you at on the reopening schools? Do you think all the schools should be reopened immediately?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, you know, I don't have kids, so it doesn't really affect me personally. I mean, I heard the president say that, you know, both moms want it and dads want it. So
I wonder why that is.
Why both moms and dads want it?
Yeah, because they don't want the kids at home anymore. They're sick of them. Oh, they want them off to school.
You just jumped the assumption that what the president said was actually true. But, I mean, yeah, I'm sure some parents want schools open and some want to keep their kids home. I mean, I know the president wants, like, everything to be open and for everybody to pretend like everything's normal and nothing's wrong, because obviously he's done nothing to actually mitigate the virus.
How about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis? He got schooled by Twitter on Thursday after he compared opening schools to the pleasures of shopping at a big box retailer. The Republican governor argued that distance learning has caused Florida students to suffer an education gap, and urged school districts to consider opening brick-and-mortar schools for the 2021 academic year. If you're born in Florida and spend most of your life in Florida, aren't you already at a disadvantage, Paul?
I think so. I mean, I would definitely think so. I mean, DeSantis is definitely like a Trump minion clone. But, I mean, you know, that statement's not 100% wrong, that the e-learning probably does accentuate the educational gap when you look at people in whether it's low-income communities or rural communities where they don't have good, reliable internet access, so the kids can't participate as well in the online education as other kids can. I mean, there's some truth to that, so if they can safely get kids back to school, I think that's a good thing. And obviously, there haven't been a lot of bad Mambo number 5 cases or outcomes among young people.
Yeah, but they take it home and they spread it. They spread it with their dirty, germy little kid hands. They're always touching everything, wanting hugs, wanting affection. And that's how they spread the disease, Paul, as you're pounding another beer, laying in the pool at the swinger party.
Well, that's the first one. I'm about to open the second one. This will be the another one right here.
How many beers have you had? I think you've had about...
Do I need to count?
9. You look like you're like 9 in.
No, a couple, 4 or 5. I mean...
Do you drink to forget what you're seeing around you? There's lots of fucking and sucking.
I drink to forget some of what's going on
right
out there with the leadership of our country or the lack thereof, and just the general problems we'd be dealing with the coronavirus, even if it wasn't for a lack of leadership on the national level.
How is life in Indianapolis? I mean, are most people wearing masks? I had the pleasure of going to a Target here in Minneapolis, and I think I counted exactly 2 people not wearing masks.
Oh, yeah. Which Target did you go to? Was it, you said near Minneapolis. Was it Richfield?
Or? Yeah, Richfield.
Okay. Because I heard Edina had a mandatory mask order there.
Good.
I went into a Target about a week or so ago, it was kind of late, and so there were like, you know, it wasn't super crowded, but there were a lot of young people in there, and I'd say like 2/3 of them weren't wearing masks. And this was out in the suburbs. I don't know if they just felt like it's not going to affect them because they're out in the suburbs or because they're young people or what. But actually, I've been I went to Menards today, and I dig Menards because they actually have a mandatory mask requirement there.
Yes, sir, nationwide.
And they have a person, like, you know, standing at the door, like, stopping people.
Ken Wisecracking with Winter endorse Menards, Paul. Can we legally do that?
I don't see why not. I mean, you never know. Maybe they'll throw a couple of nickels our way at some point.
Why don't you do a quick spot for Menards? Ready? 3, 2, 1, and go.
You'll save big money. You'll save big money when you don't get Mamba number 5 at Menards. Hey, rush on into Menards. You'll get 11% off. You'll get 11% less coronavirus germs than you would get at Lowe's or Home Depot. That's right, because we're making everybody cough into a cloth mask. You'll save on germs. You'll save on germs when you wear a mask at Menards.
I think maybe you should consider leaving behind hosting swingers parties and going to as like maybe a pitch man for Menards. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I heard that old guy died, didn't he?
Yeah, the old Menards guy. He kicked the bucket.
Oh, I want to be the new Menards guy. So I was in Menards this evening, and I was at the customer service counter because I tried to use the self-serve propane exchange cage.
More riveting stuff. Okay, propane
exchanging. Yeah, well, it just didn't work. Like, the door didn't open. It charged me, so I had to go into the customer service desk.
Oh.
And as I'm standing there, you know, I'm watching, like, the security lady that they hired from, you know, Securitas. And she's watching people come in with a mask, and this guy comes in, and I don't know what he's got, like a paper towel or a napkin or some shit. And he's literally, he's holding it up to his face. And she's like, uh-uh. She goes, uh-uh. No, that don't work. And he's like, what? He's like, I just need to go in and grab this one thing. And she's like, you got to have something that goes around your head that stays in place. And he's like, oh, I'll hold this up here, you know? And she's like, he's like, I just need to go get this one thing. And like, she's like, I'll call for the manager to come over or whatever. But so... They're pretty hardcore, and I like it.
Did they just give the guy a mask?
No. Because I had heard that at some stores they had masks they'd give people. They must have been out or something because she didn't offer him a mask. And I think when the manager came over that he let him go with holding the napkin up to his face or whatever.
Have you seen the video of the Karen in Texas that threw a freak-out fit at the Whole Foods because she had to wear a mask? Wear a mask or leave the store.
But I gotta say, I liked a tweet on the Twitters the other day that said instead of calling them Karens, which is insulting to a lot of people named Karen who probably aren't quote unquote Karens.
Right.
We should call them Ivankas.
Should we go to the audio of that? Oh, that woman freaking out? It's very funny.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
All right, let's go to that audio now.
This morning, face mask controversy after this outburst caught on camera in a Los Angeles grocery store.
So anyone harassing me to wear a mask, you guys are violating federal law. Ma'am. Get that? Get that on camera.
Ma'am.
This Trader Joe's shopper confronted for not wearing a mask in the store. She claims she has a medical reason not to. The shopper telling ABC station KABC that she had gotten permission from the manager at the Toluca Lake store to go maskless, but accidentally went to the wrong location in North Hollywood, where she said she also got permission, and claims the incident began while she was shopping.
Right away, he started using obscenities at me, and I did what any normal human being, a woman, would do if she was being harassed by a man, not knowing if he's a crazy man. So I start yelling in self-defense.
Earlier this month, California Governor Gavin Newsom made wearing masks in public mandatory, but the state's Department of Health has exempted anyone with a medical condition, mental health condition, or disability that prevents wearing a face covering. Right now, as COVID cases are on the rise in the U.S.
So there you go, Paul. It was actually North Hollywood, and it was a Trader Joe's. There was another woman freaking out about having to wear a mask.
Yeah, you got to wear a mask at the Trader Joe's, I hear.
Yeah, but the governor of California...
Like, stand in line just to get in.
Right, yeah, I've seen that here.
Apparently, they got all the aisles, like, one way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you miss them, you got to, like, just keep going to the end and turn around and come back or something. I mean, not turn around and come back. You got to get to the end and then go back to the beginning.
So the woman said she had, that she had a medical exemption to not wear a mask.
Mm. That's nice.
You're not buying it?
Probably not. I mean, whatever. She can have an exemption and she can go shop somewhere else, I guess.
But a lot of the Patriots want to continue what they're doing.
It's like, have you ever heard of anybody who has a medical exemption to not wear pants?
Yeah.
No.
You should try going into Target or Trader Joe's or Lowe's, not wear any pants, and be like, oh, I have an exemption because pants are too restricting on my genitals, and it'll give me a rash.
Do you already employ that now?
I don't wear pants.
You don't wear any pants?
I'm going to try it. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah? Just rolling in, no pants?
But with a mask.
Because you want to be safe, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but do you think if you walked around the store with no pants on that you'd get infected with anything? If you don't rub your junk on anything?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess it would depend on the store. Like, if you went into, like, a... some sort of sexual toy store with peep booths, you may contract something if you run into the peep booth and beat your meat off, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, you go to Lowe's and they let people come in, like, with their dogs, right?
That happens.
You've probably seen that, right?
I've never seen that in a Lowe's here in the developed world. Maybe in Indiana.
Or, like, at a PetSmart or a lot of these places. Yeah, the Tractor Supply store. People bring
a
in their
what
dogs.
Store?
Tractor Supply Company. You ain't got those up there?
No, there are no tractors in Minneapolis.
Y'all go and get them. Tractor Supply Company. Get all your tractor parts.
Well,
dog food.
If there were more farms here in Minneapolis, I'm sure we'd have one.
But yeah, no, people take their dogs into, like, Lowe's, which I think is weird because, like, why does your dog need to go to Lowe's? It's a little weird, but...
Because that's their child.
Yeah.
But, like, the dog didn't wear any pants.
That's true.
So if the dog ain't wearing any pants, why does anybody else have to?
There is a filthy 69 going on behind you on the pool deck. Do you care to comment on that? I'm not sure why I have to sit and watch this.
I can't see it. I'm focused in on the feed I see from the funhouse. So I have no comment.
Now I got three people behind you engaged in some sort of Kama Sutra horrible act. Did you go out and buy some kind of bleach to clean this up?
Why would you say a filthy 69? I mean, what's filthy about a 69?
Nothing. But now a third person has joined the fray, and it's going on right behind you on the deck. And it's terrible.
What is it? Is it like a 699?
I don't know. It's three. I can see hands, and I can see a lot of flab.
Is it a number of the beast?
I think the devil may be present at your pool right now, endorsing everything that's going on. For your introductory FaceTime appearance here on Wisecrack, and it's not going well. I don't know, you know, maybe next time you could just not have a party while we're on the air together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at least you can say people are doing a good job of keeping the noise down, right? Because I don't think the listeners are picking up any of what you...
Oh, they can hear it. They can hear it every now and again.
Oh, okay.
It's coming through.
The magic of drops, right?
That's right. As long as I gotcha, I've heard that I've been critiqued a little bit for my Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realty ads. Yeah, there's been some criticism that's come in about the ads. They're a little bit too light. I mean, they're too joking, I guess, for a better word. Looking for a better word. So I thought maybe today
You're not taking the matter seriously enough?
I am taking the matter very seriously, and I thought maybe you could go ahead and do your own Carpenterability ad
today. But
the
critics disagree, huh?
I don't know. Let's put a clean ad out there and see if it can't drum you up some business. So here you go, Paul. Let's hear a Carpenterability ad.
Hey, you out there. Tell you what. Tell you what, people. You got the Mambo number 5 virus out there. You may or may not want to move right now, and that's okay, but you might have to move, or you just might want to. It's okay. Don't let people judge you for what you want to do. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a house or even just a piece of vacant land, like maybe where you think nobody's ever going to want this piece of land because it's covered in litter and who would ever want to take on the responsibility of mowing this property and shoveling the sidewalk if you're into that kind of thing? Hey, give me a call. Paul Lambie. You know me. I'm over there at Carpenter Realtors. Give me a call. We'll talk. We'll see if maybe I can help you out. And you know what? If you're not in Central Indiana, it doesn't matter. Maybe you're in Buffalo, New York. Maybe you're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Maybe you're in the virus hotspot of Maricopa County, Arizona. You got a piece of property you want to sell or buy? Give your good friend Paul Lambie over there at Carpenter Realtors a call, because I'm affiliated with the leading real estate companies of the world, and I can get you set up. If you don't want to come here to Central Indiana, or you want to leave Central Indiana, which, I mean, why would you? We got so much going on. We've got the racing over there at the track that you can't go attend in person, but, you know, you can live like a mile away and hear all the, you know, why wouldn't you want to hear that?
But it's so hard to not interject, but I'm going to let you finish.
Even if you don't want to hear that, or you just have to leave regrettably for whatever reason, give me a call, because we're affiliated with the leading real estate companies of the world, and we can get you set up with a good agent in your town. Whether you're leaving Spokane, Washington, or moving to Spotted Rock, where is Spotted Rock? Whatever state that might be in, give Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realtors a call or an email. plambie@callcarpenter.com. You know where to find me. Just Google it. Lambie's Lambie. Lambie. Paul Lambie at Carpenter Realtors.
So there it is, folks. Find me. There it is. If you would like to sell a home, there is your man, Paul Lambie. You know him. You know him. He's over there at Carpenter Realty. He's over there. He's still sitting there at Carpenter Realty. Hey, speaking of NASCAR, I watched my first ever NASCAR race from almost beginning to end. I watched the Brickyard 400 in your hometown.
Wow, I didn't watch that.
You didn't. It was actually pretty good. It is a bit like watching a football game. You don't pay that close of attention for most of it, like here and there. So, I mean, it was all right. It was all right. I watched it with a NASCAR aficionado, so it was all right.
Yeah, did they get you all indoctrinated?
I wouldn't go that far. I kept waiting for Dale Earnhardt to come by on the screen, but apparently he died.
Yeah.
Then I was waiting for his kid to pop up, but now he's doing color commentary. He's not
junior.
Racing. Yeah, Junior's doing color commentary now.
Can you hear my kicking?
I can hear the kicking, and I can hear all the squirting and orgasms going on, too, in your pool.
Yeah, they sound a lot alike sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, it's awful. So unprofessional.
So you watched a NASCAR race, and now you've been converted into a true Southern man?
No. I gave it a shot, much like that guy giving a girl a shot over on the right-hand side there, and it was fine. Is it something I'm going to watch every week? Probably not.
Yeah, you're not going to watch it every week?
No, I'm not. It almost sounds like the people over at your swinger party are Japanese.
Maybe that's the airplane going overhead. I'm not sure. It's probably a FedEx plane heading into old Indianapolis International with a load of freight.
So what have you been watching on TV lately?
Let's see, not NASCAR, so I don't know. Like, I've been watching a lot of South Park reruns.
So South Park is your pick for this week?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's good pandemic viewing. If you haven't watched all the episodes 5 times already.
So what are some of your favorite episodes? What are you telling people to go out and watch? What are your top picks?
Oh, I watched the one recently with I think the title of the episode was More Crap. It's the one where Randy Marsh takes a super huge dump and then he's all proud of it.
Yeah.
So he has to like call God, what is that guy's name? His brother, I guess it's his brother? The guy who's always hunting. Uncle Dale or whatever.
Seems like the action's picking up in the background over at your place.
Yeah, a lot of FedEx planes coming in. This is about the time of night they all head in.
When did you get a pool table?
What?
I can hear a pool table in the background, too.
And so then they end up calling the Guinness Book of World Records to see if he's got, like, the biggest crap ever.
Yeah.
And then they refer him to that European agency that measures the size of crap. It turns out he's second to Bono. Bono's got the record for the largest crap ever.
That sounds like a fun episode. So that'd be
Randy,
like your number
Randy
5.
Works really hard to like get himself backed up so he can take the bigger crap.
Right.
And then he goes to take the bigger crap and then they just say that Bono's got an even bigger crap because Bono can't stand to ever be number 2. And then I guess the story turns out that the guy who runs the European agency that measures the size of craps, he actually originally had the record for the largest crap, and it turns out his crap like grew up and turned into Bono. So Bono never wanted to be called a number 2 in anything because, you know, he actually technically is a number 2 that grew up and came to life.
Is there a gangbang going on behind you?
I don't know. Again, I'm focused in on this conversation.
Right.
So
okay.
I couldn't say. I mean, I don't see anything in the background of my little picture here. It's just me and a big pool of water.
How much do you charge for tickets to something like what you're holding right now?
Tickets to watching me drink a beer while I dip in the pool?
Well, no, a swinger party.
I don't know, probably about $14.95. How much would you pay to come over and take a dip?
I'd pay $0 to come over while this was going on. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness. It was so hot and so humid today. I tell you, the Humidex was up to like 110.
What is a Humidex?
It's just basically the Canadian heat/humidity index. And I've got an app on my phone that'll calculate the Humidex for me. All I've got to do is tell it the humidity and take the temperature and convert it into Celsius because, you know, the rest of the world. And then get the Humidex number and convert it back into Fahrenheit.
Huh.
And then I go, my God, the Humidex is 110. No wonder I feel like I'm going to die. I'm going to go get in the pool and record a podcast with Mike.
Well, I appreciate your professionalism with everything that's going on around you to focus on the show to get it done.
absolutely.
What about movies? What have you seen lately? Because we're getting close to the end.
Oh, yeah. We watched out here in the backyard last week some movie there. The one with the Steve Carell.
A movie with Steve Carell. Okay.
Yeah. It's a new one. You know, like you pay $20 and you can watch it at home instead of going to a theater.
You say you watched it in the backyard?
Yeah. We got a projector and we got a screen. We just set up the screen on the other side of the pool there and the projector on this side of the pool. And just project away there. You can float around the pool and watch the movie. It's like a dive in.
Did you go out and rent it, or did you go out and buy a projector and all that?
I don't know. My wife has had that for a while. I'm not sure. She's had it for a few years. The screen we got secondhand. Somebody got it out of a building that was shutting down or something. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah, it's the movie is called Irresistible, starring Steve Carell. It's a political film. It's basically about Washington, D.C. political operatives that come into a small town in Wisconsin and work for candidates on either side of a mayoral race.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's sort of a comedy, but it's sort of serious. It's a little twisty.
Do you have any movies going on right now? Do you have the screen up for your guests? Or
no. Also saw the one with what's his nuts from the Saturday Night Live? The crazy guy who's on drugs, you know, Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I watched that, too. What's the name of the guy?
The King of Staten Island is the name of the
show. Oh, no. I didn't pay for that crap. I watched the one he did before that.
Oh, he did one before. What was that?
Yeah, he was like, can you tell the people in back to keep it down a little bit?
Hey, hush up over there.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, though. He like, befriended some kid. And he was like a bad influence, older brother type character. He was pretty good in that. I don't have the...
I never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't have the name in front of me, though.
The one I watched must have sucked because you didn't want to pay $20 to see it. Actually, it was not bad. I mean...
Was it a real tearjerker or what?
No, not really. You know, it had some emotional ups and downs. I guess, you know, everything worked out, I think, fairly okay.
You're going to have to speak up a little bit, Paul. It's getting a little loud.
Oh, yeah.
You must be a long ways away from the mic. Or did some more people show up? Or
no, we had the doorman cut it off. We like to keep it fairly exclusive here.
It's getting out of control, I think.
There's me and the flamingo and the floating palm tree and the can of Lost Coast tangerine wheat ale.
Right.
And the Nelly's lime ale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's so about where we had to cut it off.
So the King of Staten Island, you wouldn't recommend going out and spending $20 on that?
No, it depends on what your tolerance is for throwing away $20. I mean, if you know, $20 doesn't mean much to you, I'd say go ahead and do it.
Right.
If you're like, man, it's either watch this movie or buy some groceries for next week. I mean, you know, then I'd probably skip it for now.
Well, what's it about?
I think it's almost pretty much the Pete Davidson life story. Like, I grew up in Staten Island.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but we had to cut away from that riveting interview to bring you this special announcement.
What the hell?
A tornado warning has been issued for Hennepin County, Wright County, and Dakota County. If none of those counties are near you, then don't be worried about the tornado warning. Unfortunately, Hennepin is one of my counties. So I'll be terminating this podcast at this point.
Goddamn shit.
Thank you for listening very much. If you'd like to get a hold of us online, we're on every single social media app there is. Please reach out. If you'd like to give, you can head on over to Ko-fi.com, search Wisecrackin' with Winter, and donate a cup of coffee. All the money goes to better equipment. Thank you again for listening. Oh, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We appreciate it. This concludes Wisecrackin' with Winter, producer Paul, pool party.